All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Autastic, the podcast about autism, a comedian's guide to autism. I am Graham Kay, and that over there is...
Kirk Smith.
Oh, yeah. Kirk and I both have relatives that are autistic. My little brother's autistic. My only sibling is autistic. And Kirk's son, 16-year-old son. Is he 17 now, Kirk?
16. He'll be 17 next month. Yeah, it's coming up on us quick.
I was gonna say, we've been saying 16 for a long time.
Yeah, months.
I figured it might be months. Well, we've been more than a few months with this podcast.
Yeah, about 6 months, maybe.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? I had a 50-50
That's
shot.
True.
That I wanted to just make sure that you know that I'm keeping tabs.
Time is passing.
Yeah, I care about you and your son.
Thanks,
you know what
man.
I mean?
Yeah. He's getting bigger. He's getting, time is passing. He's a little man. Yeah, he's doing good.
Is he still getting bigger? Because he was already huge.
He is, yeah. I visited him a little while ago, and yeah, he's just put on a little weight, and he's built just a big Swedish build.
He lives in Sweden now, so he's getting a Swedish build, even though he has no Swedish ancestry.
Yeah, he's half. Oh, wait, half of a half.
He's quarter.
Quarter Swede, yeah.
Yeah.
That quarter Swede's got the cankles and the big wrists.
Yeah. Not the fleetest of foot, those Swedes.
No.
But they are strong.
Good at throwing stones.
Yeah. Handsome group.
Yeah, he's good. He's so good. He's doing good. And he likes, like a lot of autistic kids, he likes his food. He's a fan of food.
Yeah.
He's a big foodie.
Pete loves food.
So,
Peter,
yeah.
when we have that's my little brother, when we have family meals, is always like, how? My dad would be like, how did he get ketchup behind his ears? Back of his neck?
He's going for it, man. He's going for it.
He just really enjoys it. Really.
It's good.
It's great. It's great. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
I should. Why am I not enjoying
it? Why am I not enjoying this as much as he is?
It's he gets to how special it is to have mom's cooking. You know what I mean?
Anyway. That must make your mom feel nice, too.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I think it
does.
My mother's Slovakian, Eastern European heritage is they're going, yes, eat more. Yes, very good. Boy, boys, I make boys big.
You
big.
Want Borska.
Make them big and strong. My dad said that when he first met my mom's parents, he almost died because the culture for Eastern European people is if you finish your plate, that means you want more.
Oh, so they kept feeding him.
So you always leave a little bit to show that you're full. My dad is Scottish, and you show that the plate is clean, that you know, that you liked it a lot.
Right.
So it was like this. They kept piling it on, and he was like, my dad was like, my grandma was like, this good boy, big tall boy, eating a lot, very healthy, very good. And it's just like, oh God, he was completely full after two plates. And then he had two more plates.
Of meat and cabbage.
Just piling it on. He's like, oh, no.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
funny. My grandpa probably thought he was a glutton. He's like, oh,
like, this man's eating this out of house and home.
Yeah.
This little pig.
Giant pig.
Your dad's pretty big?
He's taller than me. He's over 6'4". He's probably... He's bald, probably 250 pounds, maybe.
That's a big man.
He's a big, giant man.
Yeah.
He's not.
Does he speak a Scottish accent?
No. His parents immigrated to Canada and when they were teenagers or whatever.
I'm imagining Mike Myers doing a Scottish accent, but that's not good.
I don't think he can do it. My dad's not as talented as Mike Myers. I'll say that.
Few people are.
Yeah. No insult to you, Dad. You're the best. But anyway... how's your son? You told me off air before the show that he's in a new program.
Yeah, he's in a new program. He just started this week. And then as they get older over there, they start teaching them skills. And so one of the things they do is they have a bakery. And so they're going to start teaching him to bake. I imagine him carrying 50 pound sacks of flour around. And,
whatever. He's making money. He's helping.
Making something. Yeah, yeah. So it's great.
That's amazing. That's so great, teaching them life skills.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
One good thing one of the many good things that my brother had growing up that he was fortunate to experience was an organization called Live, Work, Play, which operates out of Ottawa, Canada, where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's their mantra. You live, but you have to work, and then there's play, you know? So they would, they'd meet their group, on the weekends, or usually it was mainly in the summer. And then they met after school every once in a while, and they had a group, whatever.
That's cool.
But they would clean a park and then go to a wave pool in the afternoon.
Okay,
you know
cool.
what I mean?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
would like work. They would or they would learn laundry, like how to work in a laundromat, or they would learn life skills.
Right.
So they'd be independent when they were adults. And so Peter is like the best laundry guy in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he knows how to sew. Like if I have a button okay. problem, he's like, sew. Yeah, give it to me. And he like sews the button back on.
Nice.
Yeah. He like he just, he, the guy gets it. He's killing it. So it's like so important for them. People think that they can't, that autistic people can't, no matter how, your son is much more severe than mine, but there's no limit. You don't know the limit to every individual until
right.
you try. And
yeah,
you're always surprised. You'll always be surprised when
you
try.
Shoot, there's people that are probably surprised at me. They're like, this guy wrote a book?
I'm surprised you drove here by yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I remember that guy in high school. I didn't know he could read books. He wrote a book.
And you wrote a book?
So yeah, I think if you push yourself a little bit.
Rice Krispies with ketchup, buy it on Amazon, everybody. And you just made an audiobook, right?
Shameless plug. Yeah.
An audiobook?
I did just do an audiobook.
Yeah.
Because people are probably like, I'm surprised he could speak.
I can't vouch for the quality of the audio, everybody, but I will say that he did make one.
It was made on your equipment. Actually.
You let us know. Yeah, I was using this. There's probably like a half hour break in the middle where you make dinner and you just forgot to turn it off.
Forgot to turn it off. Yeah. Talking to myself, singing to myself like a Swedish chef.
Yeah, you're just crying. There's a bit of crying. there's about a good 5 minutes of solid sobbing on chapter four.
It's nothing like a grown man just sobbing to bring you back to reality. Like, wow, this is dark. This chapter 17 is really dark. What does he say? No, it's not what he says. It's how he says it. Unless it just wails.
On a happier note, Christmas is sort of around the corner for my brother.
I love
which
Christmas.
Is, for him, it's around the corner, which is huge. This is Christmas and his birthday are his favorite because he gets presents. And the first of the month before, so November 1st, and his birthday is in June, so May 1st, every year I get an email with what he wants for his birthday or Christmas. Very detailed. And he's definitely had this date circled on his calendar for 6 months.
His email that he's revised six times.
On the November 1st. It's like as soon as he wakes up too. And then he wrote me like a bunch of like, you know, I need this Star Wars guy, that Star Wars guy. Because I've told this story before, but I bought him the Millennium Falcon off a garage sale from, you know, 20 years ago, from a series of toys 20 years ago, and it was in its original box, and the original box of the Millennium Falcon had other toys on the back that you could buy.
Yep.
So, 15 years later, and a lot of eBay on my part.
A lot of comedy gig money that you spent later.
Yeah, he has, and I like to think of it as my collection as well, one of the most impressive Power of the Force Red Series Star Wars collections.
So that's
out of box because nerds have kept them in the box, and then I buy them for him, and he rips them out of the box. They've been in the box for 20 years, and he rips them.
You can't play with them in the box, Graham.
You can't play with them in the box. I get it. I get it, bro. So he wrote me that, and then I didn't write him back right away, and that was a big fiasco, and there's a lot of follow-up emails. You know, this guy could run a corporation if it was just about getting toys. He'd be on it.
Please see my memo from December 1st, sent at 4:05, time-stamped.
So then I wrote him an email going, hey, man, we should go see the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out.
When I'm back at Christmas, right? And he goes, I think the new one, and then I wrote, I think the new one's going to be better than episodes 1, 2, and 3, which were the prequels. Peter and I both agree that the ones from the 70s and 80s are better than the prequels. I think most of you out there agree, and if you don't, you're weird. and I go, I think they'll be better than episodes 1, 2, and 3, but maybe not better than 4, 5, and 6, the original three. They hired a really good new director who said he wanted to make them as good as original three.
Is this J.J. Abrams, or who they hire?
I think that's him. The Star Trek guy. And I think the previews, I sent him a preview, and I think the previews look really good. I like that Han Solo, Chewie, Leia, and Luke Skywalker are all going to be in the new movies with the original actors. So that's really good. Your bro, Han. I'm Han, he's Luke.
Got it. He's Luke. He's the lead. I get it.
Well, I'm older.
That makes sense. I mean?
And he's definitely the lead. And then he wrote back, Graham, even if you think we should see the new Star Wars movies, you don't need to sound very serious or awfully serious. But even if you sound serious, I am not going to see the new Star Wars movies with you, period.
Wait a minute. Why does he want to see them with you?
He does not want to see them because I'm too serious. He's like, calm down, bro.
I just want to enjoy them.
I just want to enjoy. You sound too. I don't even care about the.
Quit nerding out.
Yeah,
man.
It's exactly what the subtext of that email is. I don't want to go with you if you're going to be a nerd about it.
If you're going to wear your Star Wars t-shirt, we're not going together. Sit by yourself.
Don't be too serious.
Love it.
So I've never been shut down like that by him, and it made me laugh really hard.
What is he like, 30? What is he, 30?
He is 31.
31.
No, 32.
32.
32.
That's funny.
Nope, 31. I'm sorry. Yeah, 31. Doesn't matter, but he's 31.
He's younger.
I'm 56.
You look great. Thank you. Look a day over 55.
I'm not 56. But yeah, but that's sort of what's happening with us. Same old. He's doing the same old. He's got five jobs. You know, I think he picked up a new part-time job.
That's great.
So he's cleaning this this house.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Maybe you could hire him a... Come over here to your guys' place. I don't know if you guys... This week, we're taping over at Graham's location.
I don't think we can afford...
Any action figures to pay him in action figures?
I mean, the house isn't that dirty.
No, it's just... It's a lot of people live here. So it's, you know, single men. You know how single men are.
I'm, my lovely girlfriend is moving down to California. And I have been living in a house... with a bunch of men while I was waiting for my girlfriend to...
It's actually cleaner than I thought it was going to be, considering I know some of these guys, so I thought...
I do a lot of work. I put a lot of work in there, Kirk.
I thought it was just going to be covered in hair. Kirk? Just covered in hair, dude.
Kirk, you have no idea how much work I put in this house.
Everybody you live with says, Graham's the one that cleans. That's what everybody said. Like, you have the rep for being the cleanest.
Is that true?
Yeah. They all say, Graham cleans.
It's true. I clean. I would say once a week I spend an hour cleaning the house. Top to bottom.
It looks pretty good, seriously. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, maybe an hour and a half. I cleaned it top to bottom. I will say this. My other roommate, Razzle, has been left alone for a week by himself because we're all on the road all the time anyway. So five men live in this house. And
it's a lot of talent in this house, I should say, too. A lot of very funny comics.
Thank you. Yeah, very funny. Dave Waite, Shane Moss, myself, John Toll, and Razzle dangerously. And anyway, Razzle's been home alone. We don't know Razzle's real name, by the way.
I think he's on the run from the feds.
Dave remembers it, but I can't remember it. But anyway, he's done a pretty good job. He didn't make too big of a mess while I was gone.
Sounds like you have four sons.
He was home alone for a week. Little guy was home alone. Anyway, let's switch to the news.
In the news.
In the news this week. There's a couple of interesting things this week in the news. One sad, one happy. What do you want to do first, Kirk? Let's do sad first.
Sad first?
Yeah, we'll end on a happy note. Because we were kind of happy in the beginning, and then can end on a sad note, you know?
There's been a shooting death in Louisiana of an autistic boy by two cops that they're investigating.
I said the sad one. not the happy one.
Murder's always hilarious.
This is so depressing.
So they're investigating it, and it's unclear what happened, but they're investigating it, and they're prosecuting these two officers that shot this kid. And it made me think about my son had a meltdown at a dry cleaner 2 weeks ago, just had a total meltdown. And the owner was actually really cool. She was like, no, I get it. But then he started getting close to the machines, and she's like, I have to call the police because... I'm not upset, but we have to do something with this kid. We got to get him out of here, and he can hurt himself on these machines.
Sure. It's fair.
And this is in Sweden. So the cops show up and basically just talk to him and corral him. And then he got so angry, he ripped his pants off like the Hulk. You know how the Hulk like rips his shirt off?
Yeah.
He ripped his pants off.
That's so impressive. He's strong.
He's a strong dude, man.
I can't rip my pants off.
No, I'm telling you the stories I can tell this kid.
By the way, that's such a good panic move. It's like if two grown men with guns are at you, just rip off your pants.
Rip off your pants like a stripper. Just two hands on the front, just rip.
Wow.
And he's not a fan of underwear. So
his
grown man clankers are clanking around.
No one is.
And the cops were really cool. And they didn't beat him up. And they didn't tase him and shoot him. And so... And it was because they talked about afterwards that they had received training. I just think that's so important that you know, a lot of the homeless are mentally handicapped, and I think it's so important that
they
we
receive
just,
training. You know
that
why?
They receive the training.
Well, they have they're better funded and they're paid more.
I don't think the pay is the problem. I think
I guarantee the pay
cops
is the problem.
In the States, I have some family
there's
police officers.
There's a screening. There's the more you pay, more the more you screen. They just let anybody be a cop here. It's either Walmart or a guy or a police officer in this country.
Well, California, I don't know, because I have an uncle who's a cop, and he makes, I mean, six figures.
Well,
money.
You move up. You can move up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the flatfoots. You know what I mean?
I just think you need to make sure that you attract not somebody who treats everybody like, and I have a lot of family in the military, so I'm not anti-military, but you can't attract like a kind that's just every solution is an AK-47. You really want like a social worker with a gun.
My cousin is the best cop. He was a peacekeeper in the former Yugoslavia. You know, he was in the military. He saw crazy things. You know, he ran around with an AK-47, or not M16, whatever the heck they use. You know, and you know, was shot at with grenade launchers. Like the guy was in a war zone. You know what I mean? He was in military, but he was given proper training, and he's a cop now, and he's calm, and everything is diffusing.
That's the key. You don't want someone who takes it as a personal assault that a mentally handicapped person is throwing a fit. It's not about you, dude.
No,
it's not about you. He's not being autistic to piss you off. That's his day to day, man. So. I was just so impressed with these two cops that were just like clearly had been trained. Got them home, got them to ride in the cop car naked. They're like, it's fine. We'll wipe down the seats. Fine.
There's worse things that happened in the back of that cop car.
And
got
them home. I was just very appreciative that it wasn't like.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know what else you do. The kid's 6'1", 235, and his mom's 5'2", 135. How do you get the kid? So you got to get police. You got somebody to come help out. So I was really encouraged.
I am not anti-police officer. I've met more good cops than I've met bad cops.
I agree.
But there's just, it's undeniable with cameras on our cell phones how much bad stuff is coming out.
And it's just because they're interpreting the information incorrectly.
They're interpreting it incorrectly, and I honestly think that they're not screening well enough.
I think
they let anybody in. And
But there's a couple, I think sometimes.
They lowered the wages of cops. 15 years ago, across the board, lowered the wages of cops and increased the amount of cops and then all this stuff started to happen.
I just think it can attract the wrong kind of person who is a little bit of a power, has a little bit of power.
Totally.
Issue.
You just attract like people who would be a ref.
Right.
And then give them a gun. You
Which
know?
Isn't a good solution.
No. What do you think,
You want
honestly,
someone who's really compassionate.
Would you be worried if that happened here? In California.
Depending on California is not that bad, but certain parts of the United States, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, certain parts of LA aren't great, to be honest. But no. I feel like I shouldn't have to, as the father of an autistic kid, in an emergency situation, try to educate the cop on what's happening because there's no time and he's flipping out.
Right.
That's something that needs to happen before.
It's fairly obvious that your son is autistic, though.
It is, but based on some other incidents that happened across the country, clearly not everybody's getting the right training.
Mm-hmm.
But these two guys that interacted with my son recently really had, and it really...
That's great.
It was a great situation. I was really... It sounds stupid to say I was excited the way the cops treated my son, but I was excited, man.
You should be. He's in a safe place. He's in good hands, you know? He freaked out. Everyone just behaved like adults in that scenario.
Right.
She didn't freak out. She called the cops. She didn't want him to get hurt. She didn't want her machine to get ruined. You know
but
I mean?
God forbid you tase him or, like, take your gun out. Like, he doesn't understand that.
No. No. Oh, my God. I would... I'd feel so sad for you if he got tased.
Right.
If a cop tased my brother, I'd cry for like 2 weeks straight. I don't know what I would do.
No, what would you
do? I would lose my mind. I would
lose
my mind.
It's not like you even...
Yeah.
Even if you sued or whatever, it does not matter. My son doesn't care about money.
Oh, man. I would be some furious tweets. Oh, boy.
You know it's two comics when you're like, what would you do? I'd write some harsh jokes about it.
It's like
I'd write a new hour about it.
I need
so
more
mad.
Twitter followers. Because once you have Twitter followers, like literally no one will mess with you.
It is funny how Twitter is like a bully pulpit. If you need a corporation to do the right thing, you send out a tweet to 10,000 people and all miraculously, you know, Hertz will accept your car back or whatever. Whatever your problem is.
Yeah.
So funny.
100%.
So funny.
It's like, you know, comics, successful comics do that all the time, like when they get screwed over by an airline or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I get screwed up on an airline and I tweet and...
Six people read it. Oh, well. I'm joking. It's a few thousand, but
a few
I think
thousand,
it's different.
But it makes a lot bigger difference if it's a few hundred thousand.
I think I've got 2,000. 2,000 to 20 to 200 is a huge difference to 2 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 2 million.
Nobody's doing that to Russell Peters, his 2 million followers, whatever
no,
he's got.
No.
So that was the sad story in the news, the happy story in the news.
But anyway, I what's the conclusion we're drawing from that?
The conclusion is that, that it's important to invest in training. It's important to invest in just like,
yeah,
you know, you get these cops to learn how to deal with the mentally ill. And I don't just mean autistic kids, but Downs or schizophrenics. Or,
and I think it's...
And there's a video circulating on Facebook, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Where they've got a guy, a deranged guy with a machete who's this is in the UK, and he's flailing a machete about, and they're trying to talk him down. And they end up getting like six cops... And he, even though, like, when he chases one, they back up, he's technically corralled. Like, he doesn't realize it, but he's corralled. There's six cops around him.
Yeah.
About 15, 20 feet away. Then they call him for backup. The backup shows up, and it's guys with those, like, plastic shields. And it's, like, 20 guys. And eventually they surround the guy and, like, squish him in and handcuff him.
Great.
Which is, like, the best case scenario. So this guy's going to get shot. And what do we think would happen here? He'd get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think it helps anybody.
No.
Poor guy gets shot. Poor cops has to shoot him. You got to live with that the rest of your life.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
poor deranged guy, you killed him.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you don't feel guilty immediately, but I think when you have time to process it, you're like, ah, crap.
Yeah, would you be killed mentally?
Yeah, killed a guy who's borderline or schizophrenic or depressed.
Killed a guy with a mental disability.
Right.
Anyway.
So training's the key.
Training is the key. Happy news.
And happy news. This was kind of cool. So there was a... an autistic kid with autism who saved his classmate with the Heimlich.
Nice.
A Staten Island boy said he performed the Heimlich maneuver on a classmate in his New York City school.
Hero.
After learning the technique on SpongeBob SquarePants.
What I like about this article is they were like, they asked him, like, he did the Heimlich, and then like a couple, like a week later, someone was like, hey, how'd you learn the Heimlich? And he's like, SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love it. You got to give credit where credit's due.
It's so awesome. And they tried to give him a medal, didn't they?
Yeah, Williams asked how he learned the Heimlich. A few days later, he said, I learned about SpongeBob. Williams and the girl he saves, seventh grade class, had a party to celebrate the teenager's heroism. Some adults in the school said he deserved a medal, but he said he doesn't need one. That's my favorite. Not that I don't deserve it. I just don't need it.
I don't need one.
I don't need one.
I don't need one.
Why would I want that? If you have any SpongeBob SquarePants videos, I'm all
get
on board.
Him that. You should just get him all the SpongeBob SquarePants stuff. He can.
If you have a Millennium Falcon, a new Millennium Falcon, I'll take it.
He doesn't care about give him SpongeBob.
But isn't that like the innocence of like purity of that? Like
it's so pure
metal
and awesome.
Is so I don't know.
I love it.
Awards stuff are so like fleeting.
It warms my heart.
Getting an award is so like, eh.
Oh, I don't need that.
No, what do
it's
I need that for?
Smarter in a way.
Way smarter.
Way smarter.
What do you get out of a medal? What do you get? Wear it around town?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. Even if you win an Olympic medal, you can't wear it every
nope.
day.
I don't need
You'd
one.
Be a crazy person.
Buy me a car if I win Olympic.
Exactly.
If I win 100 meter dash. I don't need
a
one.
House would be nice. You pay my rent for a few months.
That's awesome. And this goes to show, like, you know, maybe no one thought that he could, that kid could learn the Heimlich, you know?
Yeah.
But he learned it just from watching SpongeBob. How many other kids, normal, quote unquote, normal kids, would have remembered that from SpongeBob SquarePants?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not just that. You remember we talked about this a few weeks ago about the kid who, the person who started the Facebook fan page against autistic kids who were violent.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not the majority of kids. The majority of kids aren't, you know, if there's violent people of all brands in this world.
Yeah.
But the average autistic kid's learning the Heimlich on SpongeBob. He's not trying to find a gun through an open market and the Silk Road and the Bitcoins.
No, he's just emailing his brother about Star Wars.
Exactly.
Very concerned.
Exactly. You seem too serious, Graham. I want to have a good time.
Call me a nerd. That's fair.
You and your beautiful girlfriend are nerds.
The funniest part about that is that he was right. I was being a nerd.
So we talked about the news. We had it was good, man.
That was good, guys. Thanks very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. We have some very exciting news coming up soon. Should we talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to be on New and Noteworthy on iTunes, which is huge. Our listenership. Thank you guys for sharing and telling everybody. We've been our listenership has been grown quite a bit lately, and it's very exciting. we just did this as a side project, and you know, can't believe that it's taking off. So thanks very much.
I think it's an opportunity to help some people and talk about this, and I don't feel like we keep these things in the closet. We really need to talk about these things honestly and openly, and if you could really help us, the listener, by reviewing us on Apple, on iTunes Store, giving us five stars, listen to us, tell your friends, tag your friends in Facebook, and send them our podcast.
We'd appreciate that. You know, give us a nice review, give us five stars or whatever, and yeah, tell your friends. You can find me at Graham K Comedy, and that's at Kirk Smith Comedy over there. And what else? That's it, I think, for
that's
now.
It. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we're all the same.
It's all the same. Yeah. You guys are the best. I'm trying to learn Snapchat. It makes me feel like I'm 50. Anyway, you guys are the best. Thanks very much.
Have a great week, guys.
Take care.